Time for
the vet slot on East Coast FM's morning show, with thanks to Mott's Dargle Road Bray. We've everything to make your pet a happy pet. East Coast
FM. Let's go up to Bray Vet on Old Connor Avenue, where we find, here he is, Pete Weatherburn. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, Declan.
How are you?
I'm very well today, thanks.
Good, good. We're going to talk about skin and tumours and things.
Well, it's a very, very common issue in older dogs, and it's often very much misunderstood by owners. So I wanted to cover this in a little bit of detail. And that is that a lot of older dogs, and I mean really dogs over the age of 10 years of age, they very commonly get little growths on their skin, which owners often refer to as warts. And people who have older dogs will know what I'm talking about. They're small, they're like pea-sized. Usually they're white or pink and they protrude from the skin and they're hairless. So they kind of do look like warts. And sometimes they have a kind of cauliflower-like appearance, you know, a little bit sticking out and so on. And they're kind of ugly, but they don't really bother animals very much. These are really, really common.
Can you see them, though? I mean, if a hairy dog's there, is there only by petting them, you say, oh, there's something there.
Yeah, that's one of the things that happens. Maybe somebody's grooming their dog, maybe they're combing their dog, and it catches and maybe starts to bleed a little bit. Or just they're running their hand over their pet, and they feel this odd little bump. And I've seen little terriers, for example, with as many as 20 little growths like this on them. And people just don't know what to do about them. They don't know what they are and don't know what to do about them. So I think that one of the really important points I want to make is that these are not actually warts. What a wart is it's a small skin growth. It looks a bit similar to that, but it's caused by a virus. It's very common in young dogs, and often it goes away by itself. So warts are quite separate to these little bumps. The little lumps that we're talking about, nearly always they're a type of growth called a sebaceous adenoma. And what that is a benign tumour or cyst of a skin gland. Dogs have got little skin glands all over their coat, and these little glands produce oils that keep the hair nice and supple and shiny. And sometimes those little skin glands, the sebaceous glands, they go on to form cysts or benign tumours, and they're the little growths older dogs are so prone to. They're very, very common.
Right. So how did it start? Are they inherent in the DNA of dogs? And, you know, it has to express itself at some stage.
Well, there's definitely a genetic connection, because we know, for example, that they're more common in some breeds than others. So if you have a little terrier, if you have a cocker spaniel, a beagle, a miniature schnauzel, a poodle or a dachshund, then you're more likely to get these little sebaceous gland tumours, yes. But anybody with an older dog would know about these. Do you know, often, I think it's always worth having them checked, because there are actually some malignant skin tumours that can resemble these. So you can't just presume that because your dog's got a little lump on the skin that it's a sebaceous gland tumour and that it's benign. It's always worth talking to your vet about these little things. But having said that, if your dog sprouts one or two of these and your vet says they're sebaceous adenomas, then it's no big surprise if they sprout some more, because they are so common. And what do you do about them? Well, often you don't need to do anything about them. They're just a bit unsightly. But sometimes as they grow bigger, because they protrude from the skin, they're prone to getting bashed.
Right. And can that be painful for the dog?
It can be painful, but also it can be itchy. They can scratch them because the surface is damaged. And often they bleed a bit as well, and that causes streaks of blood in the coat, and that's not great either. So if they, or sometimes some of these growths can be in a position that's kind of awkward. They might be on an eyelid or something, so they're sort of interfering with the function of the eye, or on the lip, so when the dog's eating, they're getting a bit bashed or whatever. So in these cases, then what we do is remove them. Sometimes they're unusual in that because they're on the skin and they're quite small, sometimes you can remove them under local anaesthesia, where you just infiltrate a little bit of local anaesthetic around the base of them, and they can then easily be removed if there's just one or two. If there's more than a couple, though, and if they're a bit bigger, then a general anaesthetic is needed. Once the animal isn't feeling pain as an anaesthetised, whether it's local or general, they generally are very easy to remove, and they heal up very well. I remember one little terrier, I had to remove about 20 of them. It was a lot, and we did need to put stitches in every one because we just cauterised the bases. But by the end of it, it was a little elderly terrier. The dog came in, you know, looking frankly a little bit ugly because he was covered in lumps. Once they'd been removed and once he'd healed up, he looked like a younger dog a couple of months later when he came in. So, you know, it was definitely something that was worth doing.
No, some of them are cancerous though.
Some of them are. Some skin growths are cancerous. Just like in humans, you have to be a bit cautious about these things. And so the vet would be the person who make that initial assessment, but sometimes, as with other lumps, you actually have to send a sample off to the laboratory. They have to take a slice of the sample, put it under the microscope, stain it, and look at what sort of cells are there precisely. Because just occasionally, it is something more sinister, and you then have to take some more radical action, such as taking a wider section of skin away around the tumour to make sure it doesn't come back.
Right, okay. But you have to watch all the time then, in a way, don't you? Can you have them inside the mouths of the dogs, or are they always external?
Well, sebaceous adenomas are always external, but dogs do sometimes get, and cats get tumours actually inside the mouth, and they can be difficult. Well, they're not difficult to spot, but because it's difficult to examine inside a dog's mouth, it means that they're more easily missed than other lumps on the outside. I had one just a couple of weeks ago. Somebody came in and they said, look, my dog's got this really smelly breath. Do I just need to get some teeth cleaned? So when I lifted the dog's lips and had a look at the inside their mouth to see where the smell was coming from, there was actually a small growth there. It was quite a big growth. It was, you know, the size of a grape. But because people aren't in the way of opening their dog's mouth and having a look, it's quite easy to miss these little lumps. And they can be sinister. Dogs are particularly prone to a type of malignant melanoma that affects the gums of the mouth. And like with all malignant cancers, early identification and early removal is the best answer. So it is best to not just ignore things like foul smell from your dog's breath. Do check it out and do have a good look inside the mouth. And if you're not able to do that, then do ask your vet to do it. Because it's obvious when you look, but it's just difficult to look sometimes, depending on your pet.
Yeah. Yeah, any other, you know, items of interest you were covering in the practice?
Well, you know, our life in the practice is always interesting. You just never know what's going to come in. We could have a nice calm afternoon and then suddenly a dog is hit by a car and is rushed to us, you know, collapsed and emergency treatment needed. That can happen at any time. And that's one of the stresses of being a vet. It's also one of the pleasures of being a vet, because you can save that dog's life often by quick action. So things are always always happening. I think one of the things that surprises me is that I've written a column every week in The Brave People for nearly 30 years now, and there's never a problem thinking of something to write about, because in the pet world there's always interesting stuff happening, new stuff as well as all the original old stuff that comes up all the time. Yeah, that's it.
Very good. And which jersey had you on at the weekend? The women of Ireland's rugby were playing, you might have heard of them, Scotland. And now that you're fully Irish, I mean...
I'm fully Irish, but I'm also fully Scottish. That gives me the right to support the winning team, whoever that is.
Well, it was Ireland anyway.
Yeah, I was supporting Ireland this weekend, that's for sure.
Good man, all right. Good to talk to you, Pete.
Thanks, Declan.
Oh, and what phone have you got?
Oh, me, these days I'm on the old Google Pixel mobile phone. Okay. Yeah, right. Happy with the Pixel 7, actually. Yeah. What about you, Declan?
My one has given me trouble.
Oh, okay. Time for an upgrade.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Good to talk to you, Pete. Thanks very much. Thank you.
The Vet Slot on East Coast FM's Morning Show, with thanks to Mutz, Dargle Road, Bray. We've everything to make your pet a happy pet. East Coast FM.